From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. FEMA wants immunity from class action lawsuits for its formaldehyde-ridden trailers given to Hurricane Katrina victims. And President Bush is expected to sign a housing bill that, once it clears the Senate, will help homeowners in trouble with their mortgages. That and more on today's Reporters Roundtable. But first, we check in with our very own Farai Chidea, coming live from the Journalists of Color Unity Convention in Chicago. Hey, Farai.
Hey, Tony.
So listen, for those not in the journalism world, what is Unity?
Unity is a once every 4 year gathering of the ethnic journalism associations. So the NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, the Hispanic journalists, Asian American journalists, Native American journalists. It's really this kind of diversity fest for journalism.
Now, this year's theme is A New Journalism for a Changing World. What does that mean, and how has that theme been particularly poignant this year?
Well, it can be viewed two ways. A changing world is a world where, of course, we talk so much on the show about Barack Obama, but where you do have an African-American man who can run for a major political party. You have black executives. You have cell phones.
Well, I imagine you have a lot of those.
That one. But you have this world that has so many advantages, and I'm very sorry. This is something that I should never be caught doing. But there's so many advantages that are going on right now in terms of how we communicate. There's technology. There's the ability to send instantaneous pictures from war zones back into the United States, and to create blog rings of people who do citizen journalism. At the same time, let's be honest, people are losing their jobs.
Absolutely. You know, I know that you're there having a good time part of the time, but I know you're working as well, and I understand that yesterday you had a very exciting day and an interview. What happened?
It was fabulous. One of our friends at News and Notes, one of our folks from the Reporters Roundtable, John Yearwood of the Miami Herald, arranged for us to get a private interview with the president of Senegal. And that was wonderful, and we're going to run that next week. He's involved in essentially trying to do some negotiations with the president of Sudan over Darfur, and also talks about a lot of the ecological issues affecting West Africa. But the best part about it was that the initial part was for students. And so you had these student journalists in this room full of diplomats and, you know, a lot of security, big presidential suite, and there was a certain heaviness to the air, a certain gravitas. The president speaks English, but sometimes he speaks French and has a translator. And just to see the lights on these students' faces, the students from NABJ and the other ethnic journalism associations, that was extraordinary.
It sounds like it was quite something, and we'll look forward to hearing that interview. One really quick question before I let you go, and that's, when you have a room full of journalists, does anybody get a chance to talk, or does everybody talk at the same time?
Everybody dances.
Farai, thanks for checking in with us. We'll see you back here next week. Oh, one more thing. Farai? Ah, she's gone. I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. We'll have to do that when she comes back. All right, that was News and Notes host Farai Chidea checking in with us from Chicago, Illinois.